And 7:06, we have fog mist, 49 degrees this morning in Tulsa. We are expecting a high this afternoon of 60. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa city leaders are considering possible changes to address problems in low-income housing areas where the crime rate is high. The discussion comes in the wake of this week's quadruple murders at Fairmont Terrace near 61st and South Peoria. Council Chairman David Patrick says there are things that the city can do.
The dilapidated ones, we tear them down and do away with them. The others, we try to get somebody to buy them, remodel them, fix them up, raise the rents, get a higher clientele in there. You know, we've been working through that with a Oklahoma tax credit to OFA. We have a couple of different people wanting to buy some of these apartments.
Patrick agrees there should be more police presence in problem areas, but says just adding officers is not the total solution. Planned Parenthood says it is closing one of its three Tulsa facilities that provided nutritional services to low-income mothers. Planned Parenthood of the Heartland spokesman Pat Schnocke said yesterday that the agency will close its West Tulsa facility by the end of the month. It's because the state terminated its contract with the agency. Well, more people here in the Tulsa Metro are filling out those timesheets.
The unemployment rate is down to 5.1%. And John Carpenter from the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission says he expects to see a modest job growth.
Manufacturing managed to add 700 jobs over the month, and trade, transportation, and utilities added 1,600 jobs.
He says the numbers are not seasonally adjusted, and holiday hiring may have been a factor. Jessica Byerly, KWGS News.
Smoke and flames engulfed a North Tulsa home overnight. The blaze was reported around midnight in the 500 block of East Zion. One person was treated at the scene for smoke inhalation. The National Governors Association delivers its first ever State of the States address. Governor Fallon is the association's vice chair, and she delivered the Republican position. The governor says flexibility and partnerships are needed from the federal government.
We need the flexibility to take care of the unique needs of our citizens and the unique needs and challenges of our states. What we don't need are one-size-fits-all solutions or more unfunded federal mandates.
Now, Fallon coined the term flexible federalism during the speech as the best way to serve the nation's interest. Well, back in the 1940s, it was Frank Sinatra. In the 60s, it was the Beatles. The 90s brought us Hanson and NSYNC. Well, last night in Tulsa, it was Justin Bieber. The 18-year-old's sold-out concert at the BOK Center drew fans from all over the area. And these fans were not at all upset over his recent breakup with Disney star Selena Gomez.
I think he should pick me, obviously.
I don't think so.
It's only because he's single now. He's free.
Scalpers were selling the tickets online to last night's concert for over $1,200 each. And now, speaking personally, Tulsa has lost a great reporter. If you subscribe to the Tulsa World, you know his work. Brian Barber covered City Hall. He passed away yesterday after a lengthy illness. He was only 39. As a reporter, I have competed against Brian's notepad over the years with only limited success. And when I worked at City Hall, I found myself on occasion to be the subject of Brian's reporting. Brian was one of the good guys. He played by the rules. Brian Barber was always fair. And to a true journalist, there can be no higher compliments. Our weather forecast, a 50% chance of rain today and a high of 60. Look for it to be cloudy but mild tonight, 47 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly cloudy, fog, mist, and 49. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.